Good morning. It's the 19th of June. Today, for our New Testament reading, we're in the third epistle of John. I'm going to read to you some words from Brother Dudley Fifield in his book Glimpses of Glory. Brother Dudley writes, "In several occasions in the epistle, John expresses his esteem for Gaius by addressing him as beloved. For example, beloved, I pray that in all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Clearly, it is not spiritual health and prosperity that John prays for. That Gaius is living his life in the truth successfully, John has no doubt. He had heard again and again of his faithfulness from the brethren who visited him. What then did John long for? We cannot imagine that it was for material prosperity in this world's goods. Surely what John was praying for was God's blessing on life. The word translated prosper means to help on the road, to succeed in reaching. So it was John's desire that he would be blessed with health and success, to live in all its fullness that life to which he had been called in Christ, a life of service and commitment, unhindered by distressing circumstances and human weakness. Perhaps this is an aspect of the concern that we should feel for one another, that we do not think about enough. It is possible that Gaius had not been in the best of health, but the force of the exhortation is not affected. We too should not neglect to pray for all those amongst us who carry the burden of responsibility in our ecclesial life. No one is indispensable, but nevertheless we need to show our appreciation of the fact that their labours are recognised, and that if, through the circumstances of life, they should be prevented from continuing in them, then that would be detrimental to us and the work of the truth generally. The exhortation, of course, is there for everyone. While health and strength remain, we should all seek to be busy in the Lord's work and grasp the opportunities that life presents. Having thus prayed for Gaius to be blessed with health and opportunity to continue in his labours, John now expresses the joy he feels in hearing of the spiritual quality of his life. In verse 3 and 4 he says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Do we rejoice together in the spiritual life that we share? Do we take an interest in each other's welfare? Or are we more concerned with finding fault with our fellow labourers? We all need encouragement, and this short letter is full of it. To Gaius he says, "You are doing well. Your spiritual life is prospering. Keep it up, and don't be distracted by the influence of evil men. Continue to walk in that way which you have chosen." Continuing in well-doing is of vital importance to us all. The Apostle Paul mentioned this in his letter to the Thessalonians. He said, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you." Life in the truth can never stand still. There never comes a time when we can say, "I have done enough." Old age, health, or the buffeting of life might make it impossible for us to continue in the work we were once engaged in. However, as the circumstances of life change, so we must look for new avenues of service, and, if we can do nothing else, we can still pray for those who are working actively in God's vineyard. That's the end of the passage from Brother Dudley, and it is a powerful exhortation from the Apostle John. Thank you for listening to me.